as you might imagine, there's quite a scope for mistakes to be made about identifying a particular person. In many cases, the rights holders, when they've been pursuing enforcement action in copyright context in the United States, have been using an IP address. They often don't know the name of the person involved, so they would be requiring the ISPs to identify a particular person and disconnect that household based on the IP address. So there's possibilities for mistakes to be made, and it's also quite likely that an entire household would be disconnected, even though perhaps only one member of the household was involved in the alleged copyright infringement. Or in some cases, it could be that someone has used a household's Wi-Fi that is accessible from outside to engage in copyright infringement, and that has resulted in the household having their internet access terminated.